Are you looking to grow? Are you looking to be able to understand what real discipleship is? Or do you have a church or a body of believers that are looking for something to help you get past just the normal Bible study to actually be able to apply the Word of God? Well, we have a book for you. It's called Embracing the Truth. Go to tswrightspeaks.com. Message me and get your copy today. Again, tswrightspeaks.com. I look forward to hearing from you, and have a blessed day. Welcome, everyone, to the Kingdom Crossroads, and I'm your host, T.S. Wright, and I am so glad you could join us today. If you haven't already, hit that follow, subscribe button, and give us a like. Does that help us to continue to bring you the great content that you guys love? Well, guess what? We have somebody back here that you have seen many, many times. We bring her on once a month, and she is our prayer warrior. And right now, we're in the midst of the beginning of 2026, which I really have kind of been sensing is going to be a unique year. It's going to be a takeoff year. There's been so much that's gone on in the last 6, 7, 8 years. And there's been kind of like this roller coaster. And I feel like there's a buildup to something amazing that's going to happen spiritually across the globe. And so, you know what? Tune your ears in here. Sit back in your car if you are. Just not be too comfortable if you're driving, because you do got to pay attention to the road. But just sit back for the next 20 minutes and enjoy the message. So, Deborah McNich, welcome back to the show. It's great to have you back.
Well, hello and happy 2026. It's kind of crazy to even say that, I feel like, but here we are, right?
Here we are. We are
here.
Ready
we are.
Roll.
Here we are.
All right. So, well, Deborah, you know what to do. Battle Cry Moms, you guys know who she is. If you don't, get to battlecrymoms.com or battlecrydads.com. Yeah. Get over there and check it out. Not yet. Listen to the message first, and then we'll call you to action at the end. So, Deborah, take it away.
Amen. Amen. I am always so thankful to be here. And this is such a beautiful space to share and to just meet with people. And, you know, every month I say the same thing. If the Lord is speaking something to me, I know that He's going to speak something to someone else, the same message. And so usually whatever I'm hearing and whatever I'm sensing is a message for everybody. And so I'm just going to kind of talk about what the Lord is speaking to me in 2026 right now. And just like you said, I have this year, I feel like this is a year of just anticipation of what God is going to do. And we wait with expectancy to see what is going to happen in all the areas of our lives. And in the area of my life, you know, I'm waiting for a prodigal to come home. I'm waiting for restoration. Maybe that's what you're waiting for as well. Maybe it's a new job. Maybe it's something else. But I know that God is in it. And I know that this year, He has something amazing for all of us. But there's work to be done. And so today, I'm just going to read a couple of verses, and we're just going to talk a little bit about those. And I'm going to read out of 2 Kings, which I've said it before, 2 Kings, there isn't a better book in the Bible, people. That is the best book. They've got so many great, great stories and nuggets in that book. It's probably my favorite book. And so
by the way, I have to throw one thing in here. 2 Kings.
2 Kings.
Both 1 and 2 Kings. I love reading
best.
Those. But my favorite story is when Elijah taunts the prophets of Israel, all these
Come
Baal
on.
Prophets.
He was like, what's wrong? Where's your gods?
I can't hear you.
Yeah.
Maybe he's
what?
Asleep.
You know?
I love it. I'm an athlete. We used to taunt each other a little bit. I'm used to that. I mean, Elijah,
it's good stuff.
Oh my gosh. It's still one of my favorite stories.
It's good stuff. You know, and I always, I love to say that I love humor and I love God. And when the two like combine together, you know, that is the best. And that is actually one of the stories for sure. That is like, you can just hear that little humor in there. And it's like, oh yeah, they're just like us. Just like us. But I'm going to read out of 2 Kings today, 3:16-17. And it says, "But now bring me a minstrel." And also in another version, it says a harpist. And I love that. "Bring me a harpist." "And it came to pass when the harpist played that the hand of the Lord came upon him. And he said, thus saith the Lord, make this valley full of ditches. For thus saith the Lord, ye shall not see wind, nor shall you see rain, yet the valley shall be filled with water, that you may drink, both yea, and your cattle, and your beasts. And this is but a light thing in the sight of the Lord. He will deliver the Moabites also into your hands." And I love this passage. There's so much in here. We could probably dig into this for the next 4 hours if we wanted to, but I'm just going to talk about the things that the Lord is speaking to me with this verse. First, you know, we've got three kings and they're out in this desert and they're getting desperate because it's hot. If you've ever been to a desert, if you've ever been to the Middle East, I was in the Middle East once in Israel, and I always joke to say that is the hottest I have ever been in my whole entire life. It was just hotter there. That's all I know to say. It was just hot. So if you've ever been in a desert, if you've ever been somewhere where the sun is just baking down and you are out of options, you would understand kind of where these kings were and why they called Elisha in to see what the Lord is going to say and how they're going to get out of this mess that they're in. And so, you know, I can think about their mess and their whole desert experience. And I can think about where I'm at with my walk with the Lord and where I'm at with my family and my prodigal. I am in this valley that I did not choose. I did not choose to be here. I didn't want to be here. Maybe that's where you're at right now. We didn't know, you know, that this place was going to lead to so much fear and exhaustion, unanswered prayers. You know, maybe you too feel like you're out of options, just like Israel did, all of those kings that day. Maybe you feel like God is just out of reach and he's not hearing your prayers. But I just want to remind you that God meets us in the valley. Not after we escape it, not when we're back, you know, in the air-conditioned hotel room, not when we're back in the great places. He meets us in the pain, in the valley. And that's how he chose to meet these kings in their desperate cry this very day. And I love his simple instructions. You know, you're not going to see some rain. You're not going to see any clouds. You're not going to see any of this stuff, but I need you to dig a ditch. I need you to dig a ditch. Now, when they heard this word, I can just imagine them kind of like that humor we just talked about. Can you just see them looking at each other like, what did he say? Does he know it's hot? Does he know we haven't had water for days, that we're thirsty, that we're tired, that we're exhausted, and he wants me to work some more? I'm kind of looking for that I always call it the ice cream gospel. That's easier. I'm looking for something where he just says, here, I'm just going to fix this for you. You just go on and get your coffee and you'll be okay. And I'll take care of all the details. But here he is telling them, there's some work to be done. I know you're tired. I know you're exhausted, but I need you to dig the ditch. And, you know, after they dug this ditch, that they weren't going to see rain. They weren't going to see all these things. It was just going to come. He was just going to provide because of their obedience. God was going to provide exactly what they needed to win this battle. And I feel like that is the message for this hour right now that we're in, that I know we're all tired. I know the prayers, it seems like sometimes they're going up to my ceiling and coming back down. And, you know, is this going to be the year my kids are coming home? These are all these hard questions that we all have. But I hear God saying, dig the ditch. I know you're exhausted and you barely have any energy left, but dig the ditch and prepare. Prepare and wait to see what I am going to do. And what does that look like to dig a ditch if you're waiting for a prodigal to come home? It means you're going to pray. You're going to intercede for your kid. You're going to intercede for your family, even when they don't want to hear it. Even when you don't think God is listening, he is. Even when it appears that nothing is going to change, you're going to pray. Trust is a ditch. You got to trust God in his word. That means letting go of control. And that might be a daily thing. That might be an every hour thing. That might be a minute by minute thing for some of us that like to think we're in control. But you have to let go of control and you have to choose faith over your fear. And so prayer, trust, how about fasting? Maybe this is the year God is calling you to fast for your family, for your prodigal, for your situation, whatever that is. Dig that ditch. What does the ditch look like for you to dig right now? You have to show up again and again and again, even when you're tired, even when you're exhausted. That's what a ditch looks like, not giving up. And you have to speak truth. You have to just be speaking the truth of God's word over your child, over your situation, over your family every single day. You cannot give up. And I promise you that God is going to give you peace in this time. You're going to get strength that you didn't even know you had. You're going to get the second wind, that you're going to dig faster and deeper and deeper and deeper until before you know it, you have this ditch ready to just wait and see what God's going to do. When you're digging the ditch, it might feel like you're digging your own ditch, like you're digging your own burial plot. And I know sometimes it feels like that. It feels like I'm doing all of these things, but am I ever going to get out of this pain? Am I ever going to get out of this? Am I going to die in this ditch? Am I going to die as I'm working? But I believe God is saying that He needs you just to obey Him. Each shovel, each one step a day, each little shovel you put in and each pile of dirt you take out, that He is going to fill that. And His plans are for good and they are mighty. And the part of the story that's really good that a lot of people skip over, I love the beginning when they called Elisha and they called him to see what the Lord was saying. The first thing God, you know, he did, he called the harpist. He worshiped. He sat in the presence of the Lord and he worshiped to hear from God. And that's what another thing I think God is asking us to do. He's telling us to slow down. Sit in His presence, put on some worship music and just worship Him. Just worship Him and to stay in His presence and to pray and to seek. We can't always be out doing the things. We can't always be out working. We got to also take time to sit and listen. And so as we start this year, I just want to remind people that God is getting ready to send the rain. He is getting ready to send the water, and our thirst is going to be quenched. Our prayers are going to be answered, and our children are coming home. And so dig the ditch. That's the word for 2026.
Amen. Amen. You know, one of the things too that I want to throw in that you were alluding to when you were speaking is that it's not just digging the ditch, but sometimes what God is waiting is for you to just sit with Him and ask. And then let Him direct your steps.
Yes.
Sometimes He's just waiting for you to come to Him so He can show you the path He wants you to walk. But you have to spend time with Him to do that. Mm-hmm. It's
right.
You know, I gave a message here just a few days ago. And part of that message that I included was that, are you willing to let Jesus be involved in every piece? Are you willing just to take a step back for a minute, spend the time with Him so He can direct everything? You know, He's a lot better at being the captain than we are.
Mm-hmm. Right.
He just is.
Right. And much
of what Deborah is saying to you guys is that right there. Because to pray, to fast, and to worship a lot of times is to wait.
Yes.
And let Jesus do the directing. Let Him direct. And then when He directs, obey. So if He's telling you to dig the ditch, go dig the ditch.
That's
if He's
right.
telling you to step back, step back. If He's telling you to search forward, search forward. If He's telling you to pray for something, you pray for it.
That's right. So, we can't give up. We have to stop and ask Him and keep moving. And I think in this day and age, it's so easy to be seeking so many other sources as to where my help could come from. But remember, His word says that my help comes from the Lord. That my help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. And we have to remember to slow down and ask Him and to move. We have to be able and be ready to move. We have to prepare to move. We cannot get comfortable sitting in our chair doing nothing. We have to get up and move.
Amen. Amen. And one of the things too is that we have to be, you know, one thing you have to do is surrender the results to God.
Right.
Surrendering results. I mean, it's, hey, we do what He calls us to do, and we leave the results to Him.
Right.
We truly do.
Right.
We're not going to be in control of Him. It doesn't mean we don't do all the details that God needs us to do in with whatever we're doing, but the final results belong to Him, because that way He gets the praise and glory.
That's right.
Because, ultimately, our main goal in life is to glorify his name.
Amen. Amen. That's what we are to do. And that's our, that's like you said, our goal. That is what our heart's cry is about. And he is working. I know in 2026, this is not going to be just another year. This is not. I believe great and mighty things are going to happen this year, and we have to prepare and be ready for them.
Amen. Amen. So Deborah, is there any specific things that you're doing with your ministry for 2026 that you're going to maybe add to or do differently with Battle Cry Moms, Battle Cry Dads, or any of the stuff that you guys have going with your ministry?
Yeah. So this is a great, we have a lot of new things that are going to grow with us this year. We are going to start having guest ministers and authors and speakers come on and pray with us live once every couple of weeks. We're going to have moms. We're going to start interviewing the moms on the network and just to get to know each other. We're always about growing out. We want any mom that is hurting to be a part of our group. But for us, it's never been about the numbers. It never mattered to me if there's 10 people in the group or if there's 10,000 in the group. It's what we're doing in the group that matters. And so it was never about growing out. So this year, we're not just going to just keep growing out, which, like, again, I said, we do want new moms, but we're also going to turn inward and we're going to start really just getting closer and just really digging in with the stories that we have within our group. And so that's one thing we're going to do. We're going to have moms come on and pray live with us. We play every day at 12 Central Time. That's 1 o'clock in my time zone. It's whatever time zone you're in, set your clock, set your alarm. And when it goes off at noon, just say a quick prayer for the prodigals. That's what we do together every single day. So once a week, we're going to start having moms come in and pray live with us in the network. And so it's going to be a live prayer this year. And I'm super excited about that. And we are just going to continue to take this message forth. And we're going to focus on our victories because the victories are coming. We just heard a victory just a couple of days ago. One of the moms sent me a message, and her son, who has been a homosexual and addicted to meth and several different things, has come back to the Lord, and he has been delivered and set free from the drugs and from the homosexuality and everything else, and is serving the Lord now. And so that is such an encouragement. And we're going to focus on those stories that keep us all going. Because if he did it for them, he will do it for us. He's not a respecter of persons. He will work in your family as well. And so those are a few of the exciting things we have coming this year.
Amen. And amen. So the fact that you've seen deliverance, that is a blessing within itself.
Yes. And so last week to start the year. Yes. We give God all the praise and glory. Yes.
What a kickoff to the new year then.
Yes. Praise God. Yes.
Amen. Amen. So here's a, here's something else too, that I wanted to ask you. I know that, you've got your book and now you're going to start doing the prayer part. Talk a little bit about maybe a testimony without, obviously don't use names or anything, but give us another example of a testimony out there right now that's been in your network here recently that you can share with us.
Just yesterday, I've got a great one. A mom has a child that is, she's a lesbian, she says, and she hasn't been to church with her for a while. And mom continues, the child lives at home, and mom continues just to ask and seek and say, hey, do you want to go to church? Well, Saturday night, she asked her, and she said, yeah, I'll go. And she went with her yesterday, and they had just started going to a new church. And so she went, and she sat there, and at the end, they had a time of prayer for people to come up. And my friend wasn't going to go forward. And her daughter looked at her and she said, Mom, are you going up for prayer? And my friend said, no, I wasn't going to. She goes, well, I was going to go up with you if you were going to go. Well, of course, then it's like, we're running to the altar as fast as we can get.
It's a dead sprint, baby.
Woo! So they both went up for prayer. And a lady just prophesied and prayed over her daughter a beautiful prayer. Amen. And, those are the seeds. Those are the beginning of the seeds. Again, this is the beginning of a new year. And these are the things we're seeing. Two huge answers to prayer just here at the beginning. And we just give God all the praise and all the glory for that.
Amen. Amen. Yes. That is awesome. I love that.
Yes.
So Deborah, tell us right now, how can somebody get connected to you guys? Obviously, we put it on the show here, but I want to let you talk about that and just maybe elaborate on some of the ways to connect and maybe some of your groups that you have and things like that people can get connected to.
The best way is just to go to my website, which is DeborahMcNinch.com. And from there, you will find links to Battle Cry Moms and Battle Cry Dads. And if you join either group, when you go to the website, there's a splash screen. It'll say like quick to join, something like that. And then you'll answer five questions to get in. And I'm the one that reads the answers to those. And then I'll approve you to come into the network. And then when you're in the network, we have the main group where everybody kind of posts together and talks together. But then the beauty, again, I've talked about before, are the subgroups. And we have groups. And so if you have an LGBTQ child, there's a group for you. If you have estrangement issues going on, there's a group for you. If you have addiction issues, there's a group for you. If you have child or children that just simply don't believe, there's a group for you. And so the beauty is that you're going to be able to connect with other moms going through the exact same thing. So we would love to have you. You can connect with me, again, on my website. Send me an email. You know, I post my phone number at different places. If you just need a place to talk, I'd be glad to just have a conversation with you. Just so you don't feel alone. Satan, he loves to tell us we are alone and you're fighting this battle. You're the only one going through it, but that is a lie from the pit of hell. You are not the only one going through it. There's many, many, many thousands of moms going through the same thing you are. And we would love for you to partner with us and believe with us that God is going to do great and mighty things in our families.
Amen. Amen. And so make sure you connect. And she's got, like I said, like she said, she has these different groups you can get connected to. So don't hesitate. Go to her website. If you're driving, wait till you pull over. Don't do it while you're driving. If you're not driving, go to DeborahMcNinch.com right now, connect to the group, get connected to her, and get the prayer support that you need, and eventually that you can offer somebody else.
Yes.
Because that's absolutely that is such an important part of being a follower of Christ, is getting the prayer support we need and then giving back the prayer support that people need and being there for them and for each other. We are to carry each other's burdens. The Bible, the Word of God tells us this. The Bible says this.
Amen.
Carry each other's burdens.
Yes.
All right.
Yes. And go to your pastor. If you're sitting here listening and you have a prodigal child, or you don't, maybe you don't, you know, go to your pastor and say, hey, there's this ministry that helps parents going through hard times. I would love to connect you to them. And I have a packet I can send out. Get your pastor connected to the website. Because I guarantee you there's someone sitting in your congregation right now that's going through the exact same thing I am and that other moms and dads are going through, and they don't know what to do. So go to your pastor and say, hey, this year, I want us to connect with this group because this is a group that's helping parents that are hurting.
Amen. So make sure you get that done right now. And let's just make the commitment right now that 2026 for you is going to be a different year of prayer for you, regardless of obviously connecting to Battle Cry Moms, Battle Cry Dads, but also just your life in general.
Yes.
You're going to have your own, basically rhythm of prayer that you are going to stay with. Make it happen. Put God first. Pray with Him constantly. And if you do this, you will see the fruits come from doing so. All right. God answers prayer. And sometimes it may not be necessarily the answer you're looking for.
Yes.
But He will bring the answers and He will help you through whatever it is you're going through. Or if you're, everything's going great, you know what? Right now is a great time to praise God. He loves to be praised.
Exactly. And you know, and like you said, the fruit, the fruit will show, but you have to remind yourself that fruit, there's different fruits that ripen faster than others. And so, you know, you might be waiting for a pineapple that takes 2 years to get ready. And so don't rush God, because He knows the perfect time, and He has the perfect day to answer all of our prayers. And we have to stay in fellowship. Just like you said, you have to stay connected to the vine. So you know that, you know, that, you know, that you hear from Him and that He is working.
Amen. Amen. Well, we're running out of time. Deborah, thank you again for being back on the show. We look forward to having you back again in February.
Yes.
And
yes,
we will obviously looking forward to many great things in 2026, not only for us, but we pray that for all of you, that 2026 is going to be a year where the Lord, you put the Lord first in your life, put him on the throne of your heart and follow him in all that you do. So on behalf of myself and Deborah, I finish like I always do. Now go forth in total surrender to the one who owns and reigns over all creation and let the great harvest begin.
Amen.